Well, hello guys, it's Solomon here. Now this is a very quick one, and as you know, in the UK, they've had a bit of snow. And as they used to snow usually in Scotland, they're not in the south. And I've seen many cars on the side of the road after they've been in an accident. Not a major one, but they're all over the place. And I've even seen an accident happen myself. And the biggest problem is they don't realise they've slammed on the brakes. And basically they just slide into the other car. As you people know, hopefully I'm Canadian, and have driven many winters in Canada. You never slam your brakes on ice or snow. Immediately you have no control at all where it's going. But not one of these people I saw have accidents have ever let off the brake. They keep it on until they hit something. So I'm trying to tell you UK drivers, stop braking, get your foot off the brake. You can pump the brake slightly, and that way you will have slight control of steering. Not a lot, but a slight control, which it may be enough. But once you slam the anchors on, that's it, you're done. Now I know most Canadian drivers know all this, but I'm afraid the South people do not. In the UK, that is. They also have this sort of fixation when they're going slightly up a hill and it's snow on the roads or ice, that they just keep on gassing it, thinking they're going to burn through the ice. The trick is to go up a slight hill on ice or snow is to go very slowly and gradually build the speed up. I mean, for me, it just seems so natural because of all the winters I spend in Canada. I mean, if you want to slow down and you're coming up to something, think ahead, change down gears. Stay away from the brake as long as you can. And then don't just slam it on. Just gradually tap it or gradually put pressure on it slowly. When you're driving in the snow, you just do everything slow-mo. Well, that's about it. And people in the south coast of the UK, get your foot off the brake!